Good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. We have Jeff Dowder on the line with us. Jeff is going to be talking with us here momentarily about our investigation into, you know, I kind of went off a couple weeks ago on this user, this Twitter handle by the name of iPokesmot. A guy that, you know, if you're in the business that I'm in, you've got any number of a-holes, shall we say, to put it kindly, to put it respectfully, any number of a-holes that, or to use the French, Margaret, what would that be?
Phil, don't start mocking the way I...
I'm not mocking anything. What would it be?
It would be a hole.
Yeah, it'd be a hole.
You know, this is what I mean. I was bringing a French pronunciation so that you...
So we'd talk gooder?
Aren't you fun?
Oh, come on. Will you relax? I think you're right, bud. I think it would be a hole. So you get any number of these people that may hurt. This guy went over the line with me and went after my family and went after my home. Now, as I was just saying to my off-air, as I was saying to my pre-show audience, the BSPs, people that have a backstage pass, which, of course, you're invited to have a backstage pass as well. All you have to do is go to philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass to our website. As I was saying to them, that's a death sentence. That would be a death sentence. Any one of you listening to me right now, any of you watching me right now, you know exactly where I'm coming from. We're all up for grabs in this world. But if somebody goes after your home and your family, now you don't care what happens to you. You're going to find that individual and you're going to begin to just take body parts away from that person, you know. So Jeff Dowder is on the line with us. Jeff, you've been a part of some of the investigation into who this guy is. Tell us a little bit about what you found out.
You know, it's interesting, Mr. Henry. We feel that I just think that we feel he is old.
That's what I was just saying to my pre-show audience.
Yeah, we think that he is not a young person. We think he's old. And by old, I mean, you know, in the neighborhood of your age. We do feel that he has a very strong interest in radio. And very strong interest in, you know, radio technology. We do feel that he is a frustrated person. We feel that he does have anger issues. We feel that he, you know, has frustrations as to wanting to be bigger and better and more, you know, more, you know, I'm a little bit nervous right now.
You're doing good, Jeff.
Just to be more better at...
Well, not more better. You mean to be better.
Yeah, to be better. And we feel that he is so insinuated into the sort of background of the Internet that it's very difficult to trace and to track his IP address, that he's using proxies, or at least that's what we thought. And we came up with a couple of the IP addresses that we felt he was using as a proxy that were pretty ingenious. And one of them...
Jeff, Phil, can I say something?
What?
Well, Jeff, may I?
Yeah, please go ahead.
What Jeff has to report is a little troubling, and that's why he's hesitant.
What do you mean troubling? What? Spit it out, Jeff.
Well, we think that this iPokesmot person, we think it's you. We think you're harassing yourself.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but that was...
Wait a minute, wait, this is very funny. I'm harassing myself.
Well, I mean, the IP address come back, your IP address.
What do you mean it came back my IP address?
It came back an IP address that was, we thought was your IP address. You live in Santa Barbara, right?
No, I don't live in Santa Barbara. No, I don't. I live in Ventura.
Well, we still think that you were harassing yourself. Here's the reason.
Why would I? Wait, let me ask you something, Jeff.
No, hold up, just if you wouldn't mind, Ms. Ram, because there's this very strong feeling, the sense that I have and many of the computer people that I talk with, is that the characteristics of this guy are very similar to you. Frustrated, not, you know, big enough, not rich enough,
Oh, I see. So that's all me, huh?
Well, Phil, there are some similarities.
Is that right? Is that right? How do you know all of this about me?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it kind of screams off... It's kind of screaming off of you.
What do you mean it's screaming off of me?
Look, are you talking about a guy, and this guy pokes my... And this guy is old, and this guy is in the radio, and this guy has got money but wants to have more, and this guy has got... He's smart, but he wants to be, you know, smarter?
Yeah, and we figured it was you.
Well, what is this... It came back to my IP address.
Well, I mean... I don't really know what IP address it come back to, but it came back to an IP address that was similar to yours, and we felt that you might be using epoxy, and...
What do you mean, epoxy? You talking about a proxy?
Yeah, I'm sorry,
That's called called proxy.
What?
It's not called epoxy, it's called epoxy.
No, it is not called epoxy, it's called proxy. It's called a proxy. It means it's not the real IP address, it's a proxy IP address. Do you understand? Epoxy. That means glue.
What does?
Epoxy.
I'm sorry, I got that wrong, because I thought that had something to do with Louis Pasteur and...
You're talking about smallpox.
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yeah, Jeff, do me a favor, will you? If you're trying to do jokes, don't do them.
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, well then just, even if you're not trying to do jokes, don't do them.
Which joke?
Epoxy. Louis Pasteur. That's about as flat and lousy a joke. I'm trying to figure out here who this guy is that's been bugging me and harassing my family, and you're telling me it's me.
That's the best that we can come up with right now. I'll get back on it, okay?
Yeah, I think you need to get back on it.
Well, it is possible. I thought that it was not likely that you would be harassing yourself.
Is that right?
Phil, don't be sarcastic.
Why can't I be sarcastic? Why, of all the incidences and all of the events in life that would call for sarcasm, this is one of them, that I'm harassing myself.
You could make it look like it's another person, see? You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
What we're trying to say is this. You're trying to make it look like you're being harassed so you get people to feel bad for you.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
In other words, I'm trying to create some publicity event.
Well, yeah, either that or just trying to get people to feel bad for you. Remember that guy, Morton Downey Jr., and they had a swastika that was painted on his face? He said he went into a bathroom stall and someone painted a swastika on his face in there?
Yeah, he said he got attacked by neo-Nazis.
I don't remember that. All I remember, Mr. Henry, was that the Morton Downey Jr., God rest his soul, went into a bathroom and a man painted a swastika on his face and left.
No, that's not what he said. He said he got beat up by neo-Nazis.
I did not hear that part.
Well, Jeff, he's not going to walk into a bathroom and a man's going to paint a swastika and leave. It makes it sound as if the bathroom attendant did it.
Yeah, this was in other words, it didn't happen, though.
That's it. That's what I'm trying to say. It didn't happen. He did that for publicity purposes. And that's what I think is... I don't know, and I'm going to have to get back to you on it, but I'm going to do further investigation, but I do think that you're harassing yourself.
Okay, let me ask you. In fact, I won't ask you. I'll tell you. You can conclude your investigation because I'm here to assure you that I'm not harassing myself.
I have every reason to believe you, Mr. Henry, but if you don't mind, I'd like to just conduct an independent survey of that, you know.
Well, it's the least you do if you got Jeff on it.
I didn't put Jeff on this job thinking that he was going to come up with some brilliant scheme like this that I'm harassing myself. Okay?
Well, the least you can do is let him follow through on the investigation.
To follow through to what?
In case you're wrong.
In case I'm wrong. In case I'm lying to you, in other words.
No, I'm not saying you're lying to me, but what if you're mistaken, is all I'm saying.
How could I be mistaken, man? How could I possibly be mistaken in the belief that I am not harassing myself? Unless I'm lying to you.
You could be mistaken.
Oh, my God.
What?
What are you talking about? How could I be mistaken, man? I'm telling you right now.
Phil, calm down, please.
Margaret, don't tell me to calm down. Don't ever tell anybody who has a righteous indignation, who has a reason to be upset, who has a reason to have rising anger, who has a reason to use volume in the tone of their voice, to use your intonation. Okay?
Yes, go ahead. Be sarcastic. Go ahead. Let it all out on me. I don't mind.
Okay, great. Don't ever tell a person like that to calm down. because that is another way of saying get angrier. When people tell you to calm down and they know that you really have good reason to be getting angry, they want you to get angrier. You want me to get angrier, don't you?
No, I don't. I want you to calm down.
Well, you've just said the wrong thing to get me to calm down.
Well, all right. Then get angrier, Phil.
Now, see, that calms me down.
Why?
Because now I don't want to get angrier. I'm already angry. I'm going to, you know, calm down now.
What?
Never mind. What I'm saying to you, Jeff, is you're mistaken. I'm not harassing myself.
If you wouldn't mind, would you give me the green light at least?
The green light for what?
To continue my investigation.
No, if you're on the wrong track, man, I don't want you to continue it.
All right, but I think I'm getting warmer.
You're getting warmer that it's me harassing myself.
I'm just saying.
Would you talk to him, please?
You want me to talk?
Yeah, Robert, you do it.
Hey, Robert, look, here's...
877-876-PHIL. What are you looking at?
Well, I don't know what your problem is. You had him go out and investigate who this person is. He's come back with his report. And now you want to kill the messenger for the message.
You don't see that this guy is a lunatic saying that I'm harassing myself. And when I tell him, no, it isn't me, he says to me, I may be mistaken. You don't see the idiocy of that.
I see a confused man who is trying to unravel a mystery.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll be right back here with more of this mystery. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You love this.
I did, but then I looked in the yellow pages.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and... Our number 877-876-PHIL, and we're also online at philhenryshow.com. Truly, when I tell you truly, get a backstage pass because you've got a nightly video cast into the wild and weird and sometimes violent world of Phil Hendry. You know all the behind the scenes. You find out all of the dirt. You find out all of the disgusting, vile dirt that there is to know about all kinds of personalities. I'm kidding. Well, not really, but... you can see the behind the scenes, and you also, can watch the show as we perform it, and have access to thousands of hours of our archived radio shows going back over a decade, close to 5,000 hours, and oh so very much more. We are in rehearsal now for a one-man show that we are hoping to present in the spring. This is going to be a revolutionary... This will be a revolutionary, I believe, presentation. It's going to be taking the theatricality of our radio show and putting it in front of a live audience. No, it's not going to I won't be doing a radio show. We're going to take the theatricality, that is, the characters we've created over the years, and we're going to put it in front of a audience. What we were talking about here in the last few minutes is this, it's a Twitter handle, and I don't think the guy ever thought that I was going to come out on the air and make him famous to the extent I don't know whether. Maybe he's playing with himself right now. He's so excited over it.
You're talking about this iPokesmont.
Yes. But we're talking about a guy, this iPokesmont guy, who has threatened my family, my home. And if people say, well, why don't you go to the cops? Let me explain something to you, okay?
Yeah, that's why. Why don't you go to the cops?
Don't worry. The cops are always my option, and believe me when I tell you, I've talked to cops. But I don't want to do... Here's what I want to do. This is not something that I'm just dumping in the lap of a cop. And the reason why I'm not just dumping it into the lap of a cop is there's one reason that's kind of the heading, and then a bunch of sub-reasons under it.
What?
Will you just take it easy, Margaret? By the way, what happened to Jeff?
I got him on him. You want to talk? I thought you was all done with him and everything.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, but you're talking about this guy, Smoke Pot, or whatever his name is, as I've told you very, very deeply, I believe it is you. I know you're saying it's not you. And
well, look, Jeff, it's not going to wash, man, that you are telling me it's me and that I could be mistaken. I know whether it's me or not.
All right, so you're pretty sure that it isn't you?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, I'll continue down this path of reasoning and
put him on hold, will you?
Wait a minute.
Just keep him on hold, and I'll talk to him. So, Here's why you don't go to a cop. And it's not that I haven't been to cops. I've been to cops. I got all kinds of people working this. I'm going to find out who this guy is, and I'm going to present the cops with the information. Because here's the deal. I'm not relying on cops to go out and do this kind of stuff. They got 5 million other jobs they're doing, and they, you know, there's 5 million other heavy things that they're doing. There's 5 million other gigs that they've got. 5 million other, you know, this sack of crap. This guy that thinks he's famous. This guy that has been. He's some old creep that hangs around these Usenet sites or Usernet, whatever the hell it's called. What is it, Robert?
Yeah, it's like an old peer sharing thing, one-on-one.
Whatever it is. It's a bunch of old slobs that like to go and pretend like they're in some secretive world. You know, you can penetrate that world just as easy as any of them. But here's the thing. I'm not going to turn it over to a cop and then just sit and twiddle my thumbs, because cops, you know, get to jobs as the seriousness of the job dictates. So if something is heavier, then they're going to do that. And that's just not what I'm going to do. I'm doing my own due diligence on this, and I'm finding out names and I'm finding out addresses, because guess what? This is the day and age now, folks, of do-it-yourself everything. Let's face it. And when I go to a cop with this stuff, it'll be because they're ready to throw this jackass into a cage. Because when you go after a guy's family, and I know you people, you know, as I said, you're like me. When you go after somebody's family, now you have signed your own death warrant, your own death sentence, whatever you want to call it. Now, this guy is some old slob. And when I say old slob, he's about my age, maybe older. Some dirty old creep, or maybe he's a little bit younger, but he's a middle-aged guy who, for whatever reason, and I suspect it's because he's a frustrated, you know, whatever, he wishes he was doing a radio show. Believe me, pal, I could have saved you all of this trouble. I could have saved you putting yourself in the crosshairs. I could have saved you all the hassle if you would have asked me. I tell you, this ain't no life, man. Let me tell you, this is a lot of work. And especially a pea brain like you, it's far more work than you ever anticipated. You ain't got it to do this kind of work. There isn't, judging from what I know about you, you haven't got the wherewithal and the staying power, to stay out of bed longer than a couple of minutes, man. You probably crawl right back into the sack. And God knows, the other thing about this guy that's really weird is he hates the hell out of women. And I don't know what his problem is there. You know, I don't know what his problem, but he despises women.
These are individuals that are warped people. There's no question.
Exactly.
And they are individuals that have all kinds of personality problems. My question is this. Why are you harping on this on the air and giving him this notoriety?
Number one, he isn't anybody but a username. Okay? He doesn't have any notoriety. Other than the notoriety I give him. And the notoriety that he gets from me is the following thing. He threatened my family. That's the kind of garbage that he is. He's not funny. He's not this. He's not that. He apparently interviewed for a job with me. Apparently, he tried to get a job with me, and wisely, I didn't hire him. I don't know who he was at the time, but I didn't hire him, which shows you the good sense that I had. Number one, he probably was completely unfit for the job in terms of his skill set. Number two, he probably was a smarmy, wormy little piece of garbage when I interviewed him, and I probably, you know, didn't want to have anything to do with him when I met him.
Didn't you say you think you know who the guy was?
I thought I knew who he was, but it's not the guy. It's not the guy. This guy is some middle-aged guy. And he is operating out there in the older world of the internet, folks. This is the internet that most of you know, and the internet that I know is the internet of modern times, of Windows XP, of Facebook and chat rooms. And this guy comes from the old school internet. And as a result of that, he thinks he's a real genius. He knows things that the rest of us, he knows where to go, the rest of us don't know where to go, et cetera, et cetera. Well, not anymore, man. All right, we're going to be right back. I don't want to talk anymore about this.
Well, that's what I was trying to say to you.
But I had Jeff on the... Is Jeff still there? Is Jeff there?
Yeah, he is.
Hold on for a minute. Jeff, sorry, man. What is that? Jeff, sorry. I'll get right to you, okay?
Whatever, man. I mean, you know, first of all...
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Take it easy. Take it easy. All right. Welcome back. 877-876-PHIL. All right. They're scared. Everybody here doesn't want me talking about this stuff. I'm just going to tell you this one last thing, okay?
Oh, for God's sake, Phil, would you let it go?
No, I'm not going to let it go. No, I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let it. I have a business. I run a business. And because I run a business, and because I run a business that entails protecting copyrighted material, this, in the minds of some people, earns me death threats. And it earns me physical threats, and it earns me threats against my home. That's why all of this stuff's happening. Do you understand how absolutely mental that is? Because I protect my work. I'm not doing anything that Metallica didn't do when they went after Napster. I'm not doing anything that music publishers don't do every freaking day. I'm not doing anything that animators don't do. I'm not doing anything that people on Facebook aren't doing. Everybody on Facebook got upset when they thought it was understood, or there was some rumor that Facebook was going to own all of your material. They were going to own your photographs. They were going to own your posted material. And everybody on Facebook all of a sudden got upset about that. All of a sudden, Mr. and Mrs. America got hip to this idea of owning your material. Same thing on Instagram. Suddenly, everybody over on Instagram was having a cow because they thought they understood Instagram to say, we now own your photographs. Well, I don't blame them for being upset, but we've been getting upset about that stuff for 6 years. And what has it earned me? It's earned me getting death threats, getting some smart-ass, old, middle-aged sack of crap like I Pokesmot threatening my home and my daughter. It earns me a death threat from other people, because all I want to do is do business in America, and I'm doing business on the internet, and that in the world, in the autistic Asperger's syndrome, mentally retarded world of the troll, that's not good, that's not cool, and they think I'm going to sit still while they hassle my family or they issue threats against me. I got news for you, man. You signed your own death warrants. I can't be more. In fact, I poke smart. You know, you're an anonymous guy, so I can say this. I just as soon see somebody take your ass out.
That is a threat, Phil. You can get in trouble for that.
Oh, I can? How? Why? Who am I threatening?
You're threatening this man.
Who? What's his name? What's his name? Is he going to go to the cops and get protection against Phil Henry? He's going to have to give his real name, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he is a real guy.
He may be a real guy, but he hasn't. I don't know if he's a real guy or not. He hasn't got a name. What's his name? If he's got a problem with me saying what I just said about him, that I hope somebody takes him out, then he better go to the cops and report that Phil Henry just issued a threat against him, and he's going to have to give his name to the cops. That's like that guy the other day that was hassling me on Facebook, some other sack of crap. And he says to me, are you threatening me? I said, yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I am threatening you. And I said, I guess you're going to have to, you know, go to the police, huh? He goes, yes, I will. I said, well, that means you're going to have to give him your name. Because right now, you're Mr. Anonymous here. So if you want to play that ball game, then friend, you're going to have to slap a name on it, man. You know, I mean, so that's how that game's played.
Well, I just think that what you're doing is ratcheting it up and ratcheting it up and making it worse and worse and worse.
No. That's the old traditional way of looking at these things. That's the old school way of looking at these things. That's the whole don't talk about it and they'll go, no. Not when they go after my family. Then all bets are off. Then I will, you know, the old I'll see them in hell comes into play. It's the old I'll see them in I-S-T-E.
I'll see them in hell.
Wait, I'll see I-L-S-C.
Not C, C as in S-E-E.
Yeah, I-L.
What do you mean I-L?
I'll.
It's, never mind.
No, I-L.
Never mind, bud.
But I'm going to figure it out anyway, okay?
Yeah, you go ahead and figure that out and let me know. New York police officers shot and wounded in separate instances. What the hell? It was a night of mayhem for three New York Police Department officers who were wounded in two separate shooting incidents in Brooklyn and the Bronx on Thursday. The Brooklyn shooting took place at 7:30 at the Fort Hamilton Parkway subway station at 62nd Street. Two plainclothes officers assigned to Transit District 34, Michael LeVay and Lukasz Kozicki, were on patrol when they observed a man moving between cars, a violation of transit regulations, moving between railway cars.
Yeah, I thought they meant like a parked car.
No, this is moving between railway cars, a violation of transit regulations. As the train approached the station, Kelly said the officers approached the man, who was sitting down, and asked him for identification. The man stood up and appeared to reach for his wallet, but instead pulled a 9mm Taurus handgun from his waistband and opened fire.
Good God.
Kozicki, age 32, was struck three times, once in each of his upper thighs and once in the groin. LeVay was shot in the lower back, but his vest stopped the bullet. Kelly said he managed to return fire, killing the suspect. A passenger in the same car was grazed in the leg. No one else was injured. Good. What is going on? Both officers were listed in stable condition at Lutheran Hospital, according to Mayor Michael Bloomberg. An hour earlier in the Bronx, Officer Juan Pichardo was working off duty at his family's car dealership when two men, one armed with a handgun, entered the dealership while two other men waited outside in a getaway car. After the two feigned interest in buying a car, one of them pulled out a handgun and ordered Pichardo and an employee onto the floor in the back office and started to ransack the place. A few minutes after the robbery, Officer Pichardo stood up and grabbed the gunman, who fired, striking the officer in the right thigh. Although wounded, Pichardo and the other employee wrestled the gunman to the ground and disarmed him. His accomplice fled in the getaway car with two others, but they were stopped a short distance away and arrested. Kelly said Pichardo had recognized the gunman as a member of a Bronx robbery crew. Nice going. You guys robbed a cop.
That's about the dumbest thing that'll ever be.
Yes, I agree.
We know, bud.
Yeah.
Mayor Bloomberg said, quote, "Tonight we're grateful that these three officers will be going home to their families." Absolutely. I think that every time there's distressed times, every time that this country, and, you know, I've seen it over and over again, every time we're in like a recession or we're in some down economic situation, you know, the crime thing kind of creeps up. Now, I don't know what the statistics are. I don't know whether there's a more serious crime these days or not, you know. The FBI comes out with their annual reports, but these bizarre... And when I say bizarre, I don't mean bizarre as in unusual, but the shooting of police officers and robberies in general, and just these kind of this brazen gunplay. You see it kind of enter the headlines when things start to go sour in the economy. And I think I've been seeing these stories out of New York. New York, for the longest time, for years and years and years, has been such a really truly a safe place, a peaceful place.
Well, yes, the crime rate is down, and and it was made safe by the efforts, the combined efforts of the police and the different mayors,
Mayor Giuliani.
I knew you. Do you do that on purpose, or?
Do I do what on purpose?
Bringing up a Republican.
Well, ain't Bloomberg a Republican?
If he is, he doesn't lord it over people.
Well, what's wrong with bringing up Giuliani?
What's wrong with bringing up... Why do you have to bring up any one mayor?
Yeah, why don't you bring up, like, Merrick... Well, I better not say, because his name's dirty.
Who?
He's talking about Mayor Koch. He doesn't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, you get lost, bud.
I know how to pronounce it.
So you're saying that because Giuliani was a Republican mayor, you don't want me to mention him because that gives too much credit to Republicans for cleaning up New York? Is that it?
All I'm saying is... I think it is the police. I think we should give them the credit, the people of New York. But I don't want to see any one mayor given credit. I think Giuliani's been given way too much credit. I really do. I think that this was the combined effort of the police commissioner, the people of New York, and Giuliani was lucky enough to be able to pull... I think he pulled the trigger on it.
Well, there's a nice...
Yeah, I'm talking about pull the trigger, man. Very unfortunate use of a term.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
Oh, very unfortunate. Well...
Well, I think in that instance, they're right. That was kind of an unfortunate use of the term. Well, whoever is responsible or was responsible for how, you know, how well New York has been doing, and it's been doing very well. You know, I remember New York when in the 80s and 70s, when it was a place of people were afraid to be in New York. People were, you know, they called it Fear City. They called New York Fear City. And to visit New York later on, you know, when things started to calm down and they started to clean out some of the, the crappy element. What really cracks me up about New York is the following thing. People say this, the old timers, boy, I sure do miss Times Square. I miss Times Square. What do you miss about Times Square? Oh, the characters. I loved all the characters of Times Square, the junkies, the hookers, the... In other words, the crime is what you... No. Yeah, bull crap. I love these people. You know, here's a city, New York, that was just... It was drowning in the incidents of crime, whether it was people being robbed or people being assaulted or people being murdered. Here was a city that was not only drowning in it, the image of the city was going to hell in a handcart all over the world, and they, you know, they needed to do something about it. So they did. It became a city where you literally can bring your family, New York City, and your kids can walk out into the middle of Times Square at 10:30, 11:30 at night, and you're not afraid for their safety at all. That's New York. Now that's an accomplishment. And what do you hear from a lot of these old-timers? Oh, boy, you know, Times Square just ain't the way it used to be, where you could just kind of walk out there and get raped any time of the day or night. Is that it? Yeah. That's great. Some of those people, I think what they're doing is they're posturing, they're sort of posturing hard-ass. Like, boy, I remember when you could hang hard in New York and Times Square, and they don't quite remember the way it was. Maybe it wasn't so bad for them. I don't know.
Well, maybe they were one of the people that, you know.
Maybe. All right, we're coming back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me just add my voice to the chorus of voices. Yes, we're very, very happy to hear. We're very, very happy to hear that those police officers are safe and secure. George Lucas is engaged, the creator of Star Wars. That and other news when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry.
Hey, the world famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, if you're a podcast kind of person, you like to download podcasts, you enjoy, listening to the various kinds of things that they have over there on the iTunes podcast thing, we recommend the Phil Henry podcast. Episode 100 is out today. There's like 100 episodes that you can subscribe to, and you can get a hold of all of them by just going to iTunes or go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and hit the podcast banner, and that will take you directly to our podcasts, all 100 of them, and you can download them and enjoy them and do the do and the funky chicken too, you know.
What's the one about today?
The one today is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the one today is Vernon Dozier, and he's talking about Martha Stewart when she went to prison.
Oh, he's saying that Martha Stewart going to prison was going to throw the American woman back into the dark ages.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, would you shut up? I don't like him laughing like that.
Why?
Because I think it's asinine, Phil, that Martha Stewart going to prison throws the American woman into the dark ages.
Well, I think what Vernon was saying was that Martha Stewart, in teaching American women how to, for instance, float candles in pools...
Yeah, and make dolls out of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Not make dolls out of toilet paper.
Oh, hold on. What did she teach women to do?
What do you mean she taught women how to make dolls out of toilet paper?
She taught women how to make dolls out of a toilet bowl.
out of a toilet bowl.
What are you talking about, Bud?
Bud's saying that... Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Explain it for me, because I don't talk good.
He's saying that she taught women on one of her shows how to make a doll out of a toilet roll. You know,
You mean the cardboard tube?
Yeah.
Oh, how to make dolls out of cardboard toilet tubes?
Yeah.
Well, and that's going to throw the American woman into the dark ages if she doesn't know how to do that.
Well, that's what these idiots are saying, and I think it's...
Well, anyway, that's Vernon Dozier. That's episode 100, so check it out. All right. Margaret, you have some Hollywood to report on, and the Hollywood to report on is, I believe, George Lucas, is it not?
It is indeed, Phil. Star Wars creator George Lucas is engaged, ladies and gentlemen. He of Star Wars, you know, the great creator of this epic Star Wars, George Lucas, is engaged to a woman that I think... Can I be honest? Because...
Go ahead.
Well, let me first of all, she's a beautiful girl. He's 68 years of age. She is 43. That means that he was 25 when she was born. So that gives you some context. Secondly, her name is Melody Hobson. She is an investment firm president. I want to say, Phil, she just has a very rich tan, but I can't tell whether she is black or she has a deep tan.
She's black.
She looks black. What are you talking about?
Look at that woman's face. Does she look like a Caucasian?
No, she does not. She looks African-American.
I resent the lies. More than anything, I resent the lies.
Hold on, Ms. Brady. That lady is a black woman.
How do you know?
She looks like a black woman. What do you mean she's a woman with a deep, rich tan?
She looked at first blush.
There isn't a white woman on the face of the earth that I know of that can get a tan like that. Not a one. Now,
Are you talking about European American? What about Hispanic?
Not even a Hispanic. Are you nuts? Then she's Hispanic. Why don't you say she's Hispanic?
Because I think, isn't Hispanic white?
Most people say if she's Hispanic, she's Hispanic.
I'm staying out of this because, you know, if I say what I want to say, then people will misinterpret it. But I would say I would have to agree with Miss Gray. She looked like a white woman that has a deep, rich chocolate tan.
Man, you are lying, no good, too big.
All right, hold on for a minute. I'm telling you right now, Margaret, you must be nuts, if not downright, excuse me for saying this, dumb.
I knew you'd have to start to drag me through a sewer. I knew you'd have to take me and drag me by the back of the head and rub my face in sewage. That's what I knew you'd have to do. That's the only way you can make a point.
Excuse me, why are you saying that?
But calling me dumb.
That's grabbing you by the back of the head and rubbing your face in sewage.
You know full well, Phil, I'm not stupid.
I know you're not stupid. So I have to ask myself, why are you saying that that woman, her name is Melody Hobson, she's 43, she's very beautiful, why are you saying she's white?
Because she looks Caucasian. Look at the face.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
Man, I don't understand, because she has a...
I understand that she's got a deep, rich, nutty complexion.
What do you mean, nutty complexion, man?
What's that supposed to mean?
She looks like, to me, that's the complexion. It's like a nut.
Yes, it's a burnt nut complexion. What's wrong?
Get Mavis on the phone.
Yeah, get my aunt, you know.
What are you talking about, your aunt?
Get my aunt on the phone.
Get Mavis on the phone. Let's talk to her about this. Because I'm going to tell you this right now, Margaret. There's nothing you got to say to me. There's nothing that anybody has to say to me. That woman is African American. Why you are? I think you're being cruel, and I think you're being borderline racist.
I knew you'd bring that up. I really do. I knew that.
Mavis. Mavis.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
How you doing? You know, we're on the air right now. Did you see this picture of George Lucas?
Yeah, I saw George Lucas on a newspaper. Robert called me up.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with his neck. Robert, is that you?
No, honey, that's not about his neck.
Well, there's something wrong with his neck, but I can't.
No, we're not calling you about George Lucas's neck. We're calling about the lady that he is married.
Yeah, found out is that's the lady, the white woman, that is not a white woman. She's a black woman, but she looked like a white woman with a deep, rich, nutty complexion.
She looks like a white woman.
See, that right there, Mavis, it's Margaret. So you have validated what I said.
No. Robert told me what you said. You said you think she's a white woman. And I said, no, she's not a white woman.
No, I said she looked white.
No, but you think she's white. And she's not white. She is black. She's the kind of black woman that looks like a white woman with a deep, rich, chocolatey tan.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you didn't say it either. I know what both you said, and neither one of you said anything that even approached what it was that I was, that Robert said that you said. Robert said that you said is not what I think, what I think it was that you said.
What they said was they thought she was white.
She looks white, but she is the kind of black woman that looks white with a deep, rich,
nutty tan.
Yeah, a chocolate brown.
Thanks, Mavis.
Yeah, I gotta lay down.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to bother her.
Yeah, she's a little tired today, man. She was at the track. She was at Santa Anita.
Okay. We'll be right. She was at the track, huh?
Did she win?
No.
All right. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry show. She was at Santa Anita. I was over near Santa Anita today.
Yeah. Try to get a parlay.
Phil Hendry.
Parlay?
Yeah. She had a show parlay going. It busted the sixth rate.